strikes the good woman and trembling out death by death, and upon those in the city destroy her. Christ is the good woman
Last Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Christ is risen from the dead. Oh, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb bestowing life.
Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
remembrance our holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All these remembrances are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let God arise, let his hand and Chasing me sorely.
With stones.
from the Acts of the Apostles.
Let us be attentive.
In those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists murmured against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the body of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And when they said, "Please," the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaos, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands upon them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to thy spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Brought spices so that that they might go and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb at the rising of the sun, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." And they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ is risen.
Jesus is
risen. Amen. Today we have a number of different things that we are celebrating. Being the third Sunday after Pascha, we celebrate Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. Joseph is the one that provided the tomb for Christ. Nicodemus went with Joseph to help Joseph take Jesus down from the cross. And then they buried him. The women that were there when Jesus died saw where Jesus was buried, where the tomb was. Then, as the custom in the Old Testament, they came to anoint his body. And that's why they're called the ringers. I should have shut off your phone. Oh, that's a different story. Anyway, the myrrh-bearing women come to anoint his body. That's what myrrh is, perfume. And they're called the myrrh-bearing women because they were bringing the perfume to anoint his body. For us here in this country, when people die and go to the funeral home, they look all really nice and there's a bunch of flowers, but we have the person that's passed away in the casket here. We don't smell anything. And the reason we don't smell anything is because they put a bunch of chemicals in the person. They embalmed them, so it preserved the body from falling apart, from corrupting. Okay? Overseas, they don't do that. That's why they have to bury the person the same day or right the next day when they pass away overseas, because they don't embalm them. Here we can wait 2, 3, 4 days. I mean, the funeral home guys are pretty talented. You can wait even longer. But back then, they didn't embalm them like they do with the chemicals here in America. So his body was going to be smelling when they went to the tomb. The same thing, if you remember, when Jesus, after Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Jesus and his disciples went to Bethany, where he was buried, And he says, you know, move the stone away. And they're telling him, oh, it's going to stink really bad because of the body decomposing. Doesn't take long. And the blood's not going through you. The body decomposing. And then, of course, he raises Lazarus. When the myrrh-bearing women go to the tomb, they're concerned, as we hear in the gospel. Well, we know there's that big stone in front of it, because the tombs aren't graves like in the ground like we have. The tombs were in the rock, in the mountain, that they cut it out. And you would walk in, you would have a place where you put the body. And then they would cover that opening with a big stone. In another story, not today's story, but a different story, it's very beautiful how the myrrh-bearing women come to the tomb, and the angel sitting on top of the stone. And we heard that in the song today that we sang. The angel sitting on top of the stone, and the stone is rolled away already. And they're afraid. They don't know what to do. They can't figure out what's going on. Where's his body? And the angel tells them, he's risen. Nothing to be afraid of. Don't be amazed. He told you before he died, he's going to rise from the dead. So when those myrrh-bearing women, which were the first witnesses, they were the ones that first experienced the resurrection of Christ. They were in awe. And they immediately went to the disciples, the apostles, Peter, and the group, to say, hey, we went. And the angel said he rose from the dead. And of course, they're confused. Even though Christ told them, and we hear it in the gospel, Three times before he was arrested and they tortured him and he died on the cross. Three times he told them, I'm going to rise from the dead. But they were also amazed. Then they went to the tomb and they found it just like the women had said. Empty. Then there's other stories. I'm not going to get into those. Last week we heard one of them with Thomas. The Apostle Thomas. What's wonderful today, as another thing we're celebrating, is besides Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, besides the myrrh-bearing women who went to the tomb and experienced first the resurrection of Christ, we also celebrate Mother's Day. Nice crystals here. Surprise you. Happy Mother's Day. We also have Mother's Day in our society. As we know, Jesus, when we're baptized, we become his brother. And that's why we can say the Lord's Prayer, our Father. In the same sense, when we become his brother, the Virgin Mary becomes our mother. The Virgin Mary becomes our mother. And that's why we're always praying to her to help us, to intercede for us. Because she's our mother. The women in the Bible really have a more important role than the men. Some people will say, well, you know, Jesus, he picked 12 men as apostles. He could have picked anybody he wanted. Whatever reason is, he picked 12 guys. But we see major figures in the Bible that are women. Throughout the Old Testament, by the way, and in the New Testament. So today in our society, when we honor mothers, in our church we normally honor, because of the myrrh-bearing women, women of our parish. It's important to realize the special place women had in the life of Christ, but also the special place that women, and especially mothers, have in our lives. Most of the time, though not all the time, most of the time, it was the mothers that helped raise the children. It was the mothers that didn't just raise the children, how to brush their teeth and comb their hair and how to make the outfits, the shirt and the pants match. But they were the ones that also brought the children to church. They were the ones that prayed with the children at home. They were the ones that instilled in most of us, again, not all of us, but most of us, our faith, our belief in God, our belief in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, our belief in the resurrection of Christ. It was our mothers, most of the time, the mothers that gave that to us. We should be so thankful. Of course, first, because Christ died and rose for us. We should be so thankful because before that, his mother and our mother, the Virgin Mary, said yes to the angel Gabriel so that she would bore Christ and he would be born in this world and do what he did. We should be thankful for all that the saints of the church did, for carrying on the faith generation after generation after generation. With those saints, there's a lot of men and there's a lot of women. And we should be thankful on this day for the women in the Bible that God blessed with first having seen the resurrected Christ. We should be thankful for our own mothers, for what they've instilled in us about God's love, about God's mercy, about God's forgiveness, about God's judgment, all the things that God does for us. And we should be thankful. What's that, Junior? What's that? We should be thankful always for the women in our parish. For they're the ones that most of our services, the women are here first. Most of our services, there's more women and mothers bringing their children than there are fathers. We should be thankful always for what God has given us and blessed us with. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we express our sympathies to the Elias and the Hanna family who lost a relative of theirs, Lana. We're praying for her today. And also for the Hyatt family who lost their aunt, Olga. May their memories be eternal. I apologize to Nashua. Where are you? I missed getting it in the bulletin today, sorry. But we're going to be praying for your family members. Samir and Nashua, who offered the bread today, besides those who are in the bulletin, and in memory of their relatives, Azad, Mary, and Adele, and we'll be praying for them. We have our Gulf Classic coming up. There's flyers in the back of the church. They were in the bulletin last week. Tony, is Tony here?
He's coming.
He's cooking. Anyway, Tony Dawood is in the hall. You can see him during Coffee Fellowship, our memorial meal. If you have a question, or would like to sign up, or would like to donate something to the golf outing, he's coordinating all of that. The last thing I want to mention is that the lilies, they look great before, and now they come back every year, and you are more than welcome to take those today. Please leave the pan underneath and the foil. Are there any visitors with us today we'd like to welcome? Speak up. What's your name, Corollas?
Mary.
Mary. Nice to have Mary here.
Hi,
yes.
Asa, my cousin from Canada.
Ah, Asa, nice to have you here. He was here for a baptism this weekend. Anyone else? Very well. If you could please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom,
and guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Oh.
his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, unto the ages.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Episcopate of the whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Bourne, Archbishop John Horn in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Selva, Asmara, Georgette, Kyle, Nadula, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Benny, Miriam, Phyllis, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nachli, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Bruce, Shadi, Natalie, the newborn, Isla, Michael, Ola, the newborn, George, Ryan, Lindsay, the newborn, Haley, Marie, Iman, Diana, the newborn, Yazin, our expected parents, Katrina and Gary, and Sandy and Rod, our servant, your servants who are celebrating their day of baptism, Mario, Melissa, Liam, and Carolus, your servants, Joy, Mary, and Avery, Elizabeth, who are brought into the Orthodox faith through the sacraments of baptism, chrismation, and reception of their first communion, your servants who participated in their first confession, Layla, Zaina, Matthew, Noor, Maya, and Tanas, all of our mothers and godmothers, your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, Isa, Troy, Catherine, Walla, Nancy, Jennifer, Victor, Lena, Sammy, Jennifer, Mary, Robert, Julianos, James, Amber, Abigail, Rashad, Alfred, Hatim, Fadi, Amira, Jackie, Nusli, George, Michael, and Stephen, your servants who are celebrating their anniversary of being united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, John and Teresa, Farid and Michelle, and Lawrence and Lamise, all first responders, and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and in the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially our servants, Nawal, Jamie, Saman, Farah, Nassim, Nabil, Nazik, Georgette, Katrina, George, Oda, Hilda, Elham, Azat, Mary, Adele, Ferris, Miriam, Saeed, Abdullah, Kalia, Fadi, Georgette, Abud, Hela, Ghazala, Kushfa, and Alika, and your servants, Mary, Mildred, Jalili, Sadie, Stephanie, and Amelia, and your newly departed servants, George, Honey, Barbara, John, Lana, and Olga. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You and all Orthodox Christians,
May the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
And suffering was buried, and the third day he rose again
according to the Scriptures,
and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge for baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear. Let us attempt that we may offer the holy oblation.
Therefore, in the saving
to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, an offering unto thee, thine own of thine own, in behalf of all and for all.
Give me the blessing of your face, O Lord, we pray unto thee, Lord God.
We give thanks unto thee, O Lord, and we pray unto thee, our God.
Again, we offer unto thee this rational and bloodless worship, and beseech thee and pray thee and supplicate thee. Send down thy Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these gifts here spread forth.
Bless, Master, the holy bread,
and make this bread the precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup,
and that which is in this cup the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master,
changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, they may be unto the vigilance of souls, of forgiveness of sins, under the communion of thy Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and under boldness for thee, not into judgment, nor into condemnation. And again we offer unto thee this rational worship, for all those who in faith have come before us to their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary.
Presbytery of the Diaconate in Christ.
Christ and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise the all honorable and majestic name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Amen. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. Them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And love, faithful Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and
and
come to sanctify us, O God, since on high the Father and our hero is invisibly present with us. And vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and through us and to all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me.
Let us attend,
Lord.
Church school today, so please allow our teachers, and then the students to come forward first. Thank you.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh, son.
and serve your divine mysteries may serve well in their order, and have full confidence before your fearful tribunal. For thou art our true God and eternal life, and to thee we give glory together with thy Father and thy Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
please remain standing. I think we have a couple of churchings.
40-day churchings for the mother and the newborn baby.
O Lord God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by thy word has created all things, both beings and God beings, and the animals and has brought all things from nothingness into being, we pray for thee, thou hast saved this thy handmaid, namely, by thy will, cleanse her therefore from all sin and from every taint, as she now draweth near unto thy holy church, and make her worthy to partake of thy holy mystery without condemnation. Did you say something right? Okay. I hope nobody talks to her doing your kid. And bless thou this child which has been born of her. Increase her, sanctify her, enlighten her. Give virtue unto her and endow her with a good understanding, for thou hast brought her into being, and hast shown her the physical light, and hast appointed her to be vouchsafed the spiritual light in due time, and that she may be numbered among thy chosen flock, through thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life giving spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
The child of God, I love his church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Child of God, I love his church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The child of God, I love his church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mabruk. Got her. Sorry.
The blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his grace and love toward mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. May he who rose again from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb bestowing life, Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-lawful apostles, of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy-bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the myrrh-bearing women, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who we remember on this day and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
And the Messiah God.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Glory to his holy third day resurrection.
We adore his third day resurrection.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb, and see it come, and they may not cry. Bless, O Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it, and in loving memory of your servant, Noel, for thou art holy always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.